Hey guys, thank you for joining me for this week's More Than Just Muscles podcast. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is an interesting one, and let me tell you why. I'm doing an interview with Anthony Bevilacqua. Now, Anthony is 20 years old. He's totally passionate about bodybuilding and fitness and helping other people. He's been working out since he was 14, started in the business as a personal trainer. At 18 years old, took on responsibility, managed personal trainers. He has an online website. He has a podcast. He does online programs. And he was a powerlifter and a bodybuilder, right? So he's totally, totally passionate about bodybuilding, training, and helping other people, making it a real part of his life. And so when I talked to him earlier this week, he had me on his New York Radio Muscle podcast. And he just happened to lose his job. He got fired from his personal training management job that he had for over 10 years. And again, he's 28 years old, worked really hard, put a lot of hours, 55 hours a week, you know, just totally all in when it comes to fitness. And he had a challenge because they wanted him to not do all his business endeavors with his website and online training and his podcast. They wanted him to not do that and focus on personal training. He's married, he has a child, and so when I talk to him, you know, he's talking about this state of transition and, you know, fitness and what was he going to do in the future, and that's a lot of stuff that I talk about when you're all in with fitness. But what was interesting as you listen to this podcast is how positive he is and determined he's going to live his passion and he's going to make it all work. And I'll tell you this, I've been around a lot of people. I like this guy. I like his attitude. He's gonna make it somehow, some way. He's gonna make it. So when I actually got him on the line, I thought it would be a podcast where I'd be talking about, hey, watch out, guys. Look what's happening here. This is all forming. This is a young guy, not an old guy, giving this precautionary tale. But I'm not quite so sure you'll come out of this. I'm very curious to find out what you take out of it. Do you think that him staying all in, the whole bodybuilding and fitness and going for it, is a great thing? He's so passionate, you know, he's going to make it. Or do you think, man, you have signs. You kind of knew that what you were doing before is going to be challenging. He knows it's challenging. I want to know what you have to say. So listen to this podcast. Tell me what you think. How does this apply to you? What can you take from it and go forward in your own life? Right? Enjoy the podcast and tell me what you think.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. If you're dedicating your time, energy, and focus into building an awesome body, but the sacrifices that you're making just aren't producing all of the same great feelings they once did, then this podcast is for you. Or if the bodybuilding and training success that you've worked so hard to earn isn't providing all of the happiness you thought it would when you started on your journey, and you even think it might be getting in the way of your overall happiness in life, this podcast will offer you insight and perspective. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is specifically designed to help dedicated bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts who find themselves asking, is this all there is from time to time? No matter how great they physically look and feel, or how many people respect and admire what they've been able to accomplish with their bodies. Skip LaCour is a six-time national drug-free bodybuilding champion who has been a leader in the bodybuilding and fitness world for over 25 years. He is a success coach, speaker, and business owner. Skip helps ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills so that they reach their goals in life with more clarity and confidence. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is jam-packed with simple and effective strategies and distinctions that will help you break out of your current way of thinking and take action so you can finally create a better overall quality of life. It will get you on the path toward more happiness and fulfillment and a new empowering identity that's significantly more meaningful than just having a great body.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour. And in this series of podcasts, hopefully you've been following them because I'm really passionate about this subject. Everything that I've been through, I mean, really just loving bodybuilding and training and dedicating my life. I mean, really dedicating my life. I know a lot of people say that. I mean, it was everything in the world to me. And I got so much out of it. And that was awesome. It was just that, you know, looking back, what could I have done differently? Because I really had to make a lot of adjustments in the way that I was thinking and how I was going to kind of round out my life afterwards. It wasn't what I expected, and I didn't know that was ahead of me, and it isn't like I heard about that, and maybe if I did hear about it, I said, oh, those old guys who used to be, you know, working out and training with their leathery old skin and still wearing tank tops, that'll never be me. I'm a smart guy. I'm mentally and emotionally flexible. It'll never happen to me until I retired from my competitive bodybuilding career and that extreme focus, and then I started getting hit with a lot of challenges that I wasn't quite prepared for. And that's what this whole More Than Just Muscles podcast is all about. Now, I didn't start really getting into the grind until I was 27 years old, if you know my story. So, you know, not like I was some big successful guy, but I was in the grind. I had a job. I had a responsibility. I would get promoted. So I kind of had a different foundation than maybe if I was a 16-year-old kid who got into training. Right, and I was also really into personal development, trying to be the best that I could be. Actually, I really credit that when I did get into, you know, bodybuilding, I said, man, I could really be good at this. And I really taught it like a business, and I was mentally and emotionally prepared to get the most out of it. So it did help me. And I think that was probably the challenge when I got out of bodybuilding and training, which is, I mean, I still train. I'm still active in the bodybuilding and training community. I love it. And we got a guest on today that I'm really excited for you to meet and hear his story, because I'm old school, right? I'm an older guy. Ah, you know that Skip guy, right? He's older. That's a neat story. But this is a mover and a shaker that I'm really excited to have you meet and hear his story, because, I mean, he's young, he's bright, he's energetic, and, I mean, he's kicking it in this bodybuilding and fitness in the business, but also with his physical body, with bodybuilding contest and powerlifting. So, you know, you just hear it from a different perspective. And it's all, I'm just trying to give you guys objectivity and perspective so you can do it better than I did. And what I realized is, although I didn't have a lot of people to talk to, after going through my transformation, and I really want to share with you, you know, how to a different way to go about this so you can have it all. You can enjoy your passion for bodybuilding and training and set yourself up and get more out of life. And, you know, I had to make an adjustment. I really had to break down the strategies just with as much as intensity and focus as I did with bodybuilding training, but I made it to the other side. I want to help you guys get to the other side with a little bit more elegance and ease, not so much frustration. So that's what this More Than Just Muscles podcast is all about. I break down different topics every single week, all moving, inching your way to a new way of thinking and doing, so you can incorporate your love for bodybuilding and training and not or, and really keep your eye on doing what it takes to create an overall quality of life. I want you to do it much better than I did it, and I want you to do it much sooner in life than I did. And that's what I'm all about. My pain that I went through, I want it to be your gain. So I want to introduce you to my guest today on this More Than Just Muscles podcast, Anthony Bevilacqua.
Hey, Skip. What's up, man? Thank you for having me on. I'm truly honored to be here. And it's really funny. I was telling everybody about this because, you know, I remember watching your DVDs as a kid over and over and over and saying, this guy's so regimented, this guy's so disciplined with every aspect of his life, his business, his training. I said, I got to get like that guy. And who knew years later, we do a podcast together, and now I'm on your podcast. So I'm extremely honored to be here, and thank you for the kind words.
I was so impressed with you from the moment I started talking to you. You invited me on your podcast, New York Muscle Radio podcast. And, you know, I have to thank you. I don't get invited to a lot of podcasts, even though I've done a lot, Anthony. And what was so cool is I didn't realize I was so passionate, right? I mean, I'm still so passionate, and I don't get the opportunity to express it with the interaction. And, man, I just really enjoyed it. And just a good energy. Man, you just love bodybuilding training. And I looking on everything that you do in addition to it, and even learning more, I mean, you have a lot of energy. You have a really bright future. And you also have a great story, too, that I think really ties in to this whole More Than Just Muscles theme. And I have to tell you, when you talked about how disciplined and regimented I was, and you said, I want to be just like you, I'm not sure if, I don't know how much I want to be responsible for that, knowing what I know now, right?
But no, but man, look at you. Look how far you've come. I mean, come on. Don't be so modest.
Well, you know, I really appreciate it. And I try to get this through on this More Than Just Muscles podcast because, Anthony, I'll tell you, is like, you know, a lot of people take it like I'm being down on bodybuilding and training, and that's really not it. What it is that if you start with the end in mind, you know, Stephen Covey used to say, begin with the end in mind. I think most of us, we just so get into this and we don't think ahead. Most of us, right? That's not true of everybody. And even if we do think we're thinking ahead, we don't have the perspective of what are we going to want for our life 10 years from now or 20 years from now? And who are the role models talking about us to tell us, hey, cool your jets or think about this, right? Who's doing this type of talk, right? So what is good for us now, look, I was into it. And I mean, to do what I did at the level that I did it, I mean, I had to be all in 100%. Sure, there were times, man, is this all going to pay off? But that's true of anything. But so I did get what I wanted. It's just that everything I wanted didn't have the staying power with hindsight and distance behind it, right? So this is all about, it's all about, you know, giving a different perspective so you can just add more. I think that when we go into this journey, if you just say, I want this, I want this, and I want this, and I want to make sure I get this, this, and this, right? We're so powerful. We have all these skills, this discipline, right? These qualities, characteristics, and of what it takes to be so disciplined, but you're not going to get what you don't ask for. You're not going to just stumble into it. And so I just want to help guys do it better than maybe I lived it and I taught it. And I also want to be open about, you know, the dead ends that it led me to, right? It was a good place. It's just, if you want more, you're going to have to kind of put it in reverse and reposition yourself and then go forward. But if you know the path going in, you might be able to navigate a little bit more efficiently, right? And there's a lot of guys, and I, you know, again, I don't know if too many guys talking about this, that they're in that dead end, and do you, well, you're a young guy, right? And I know you're have this constant presence on the internet, right? Do you see anybody like talk about a better way to go about all this, or is it everybody in the moment, right? I mean, have you heard anybody talk about what we've talked about on your podcast, what we're going to talk about today? Have you ever heard it from this perspective?
I really think that people really just talk about things in the moment. No, right. I mean, I've been in this industry for over 11 years, just training people in general, 11 years, but I've been involved with fitness since I'm 14. So, you know, rather young, and I, from the beginning, you could kind of tell, you know, it's just about what's happening now. No one really looks ahead. And I mean, I could say that same thing for myself. You know, I didn't look ahead as far as my training career. You know, you always kind of do, you know, where am I going to be? Where am I going to be? But then you get to a point in your life where, you know, certain things start to happen. You know, for me, it was the moment I got married. I said, you know, is this going to be my life? Just training? And, you know, where am I going to be in the next couple of years? Is this going to work? How am I going to make this a business? How am I going to make money while I sleep? So I think, you know, you need certain turning points in your life where you start to really think about these things. But in the beginning, you know, I was all in. I was like, I'm just going to do whatever I can.
Right, right. It takes all that. Anything. It takes so much passion. It takes so much focus. And I'll tell you, just the way you talk right now, your thinking is probably a little bit more advanced than a lot of us going through this journey, right? You know, a lot of times people just settle. You know, they get into a situation, said married, if they have children, well, I guess this is the way we're going to need to live, right? And then they make life adjust to the way they've always been thinking rather than they make adjustments. A lot of people don't get in relationships. I know a lot of, you know, male bodybuilders, older, they're just not married. And, you know, I don't know all the reasons for it. I could guess, right? You know, because there's a lot of things that, like you said, about, you know, providing for a family, right? So anyway, but let's talk about, I want to first talk about like where you are, where people can find, where they can learn more about you, right? What you're doing right now. And then I want to move backwards. And you talked about 14. I want to hear that whole story and maybe all the reasons why you got into bodybuilding and training. Then we'll talk about, you know, the next step, right? So you've got this, how long have you been grinding away on the internet? Let's talk about there because, It looks like, you know, you have a website, you have a podcast, you've also, you didn't just do it. I mean, you teach it, right? You studied online marketing and things like that. Tell me about all that effort, because there's a lot of people who lift and love to lift and love to help people, and they don't make it to that part of the business, right, to try to monetize what they know, right? So tell me about what you're doing right now.
Well, right now, I'm in between. So a little background story. I started as a personal trainer at 18. You know, I knew I wanted to be in the fitness industry as soon as I touched the barbells, and I was obsessed with nutrition and came across you and all the stuff that you were doing.
And you're 28 right now. Let's kind of tie that in right now. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So I knew I wanted to be a personal trainer. As soon as I saw that ad in the magazine, I said, I'm going to do this. On my 18th birthday.
What ad in the magazine was that?
It was like a certification ad.
Okay.
It was in like a Muslim fitness magazine. I remember buying the magazine and then seeing the ad, and I said, this is what I'm going to do.
All right.
So I looked into it, and you had to be 18. And at the time, I was 17 when I was doing it. So I said, I'm going to get everything prepared. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to take the test. And on my 18th birthday, I'm going to do it. And sure enough, that's exactly what I did. I took the test. Actually, you could take the test a little earlier. So I was like 17 and a half, whatever. So I took the test, passed, but I couldn't get my certification until I was 18. So on my 18th birthday, I literally walked to the gym that was down the block from my house and walked up the stairs. And I remember thinking, I'm gonna make it in this industry. This is my starting point. Every step up the stairs, I remember thinking specifically to myself, this is my journey. This is where I'm supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
I walked into the gym and I asked the front desk. I said, you know, are you guys hiring personal trainers? Just so happens behind me was the fitness manager as I was walking up the stairs. So she's like, yeah, let's go sit down. Sat down with me, loved my energy, loved my passion for it, and literally hired me on the spot.
Awesome.
And
yeah.
I remember going home that day and being so happy. You know, the pay at the time was like, oh, you get $30 an hour for a client. And, you know, for a 18-year-old kid, you know, I was like, wow, this is great. I was making $5.50 an hour at the time at a doctor's office. So I remember coming home and telling mom, yeah, you know, whenever I have a client, it's $30. She's like, great. How many times do you have a client? I'm like, well, I have to sign the client first. And she's like, oh, just stay at the doctor's office. Just stay at the doctor's office. So anyway, I worked so hard at personal training. And lo and behold, I was at that same facility for 11 years, working my way up from literally not having one client to being overbooked, having a waiting list, and then running the department. So right now...
Well, let me ask you about that, right? I mean, you just must have loved every minute of it. I mean, we all want this story to turn out that, man, you just found your passion. I mean, you were so inspired and it turned out to be a happy story. So let's just assume that isn't the way it ends up, right? But let's talk about when you were doing it. You loved every minute. You went 18-year-old structured, 20 years old. You weren't out drinking and partying, right? Were you?
No way. I remember I was so excited with everything. I was going above and beyond for every client, every potential, every fitness assessment. And I'll never forget this. You know, and when you work in a commercial gym, typically they give away one free session with a trainer and you have to, like, you know, try to pitch the person. I remember I would go above and beyond for every person that I sat with, you know, and in hopes, and I was a young kid, I had no idea about anything with sales or anything at the time, but just in hopes that my knowledge, they would buy, you know, and I would have a client. And I remember going above and beyond, and I'll never forget this story. And I told all my trainers this, actually. There was one time in particular, a woman came to me, you know, for a fitness assessment, and I knew she wasn't going to buy. You can kind of always tell when someone's going to really interested in buying and when they're just not interested at all. But this woman genuinely had issues, and she was genuinely concerned, wanted to know how to use the gym and diet and whatnot. I literally spent 2 hours with this lady. And I knew she wasn't going to buy, but I just wanted to help her. Like, I felt like I should really, really help her. So I help her out. And lo and behold, she ends up sending me five people who actually ended up buying.
Uh-huh.
So it was her word of mouth that got me, that actually started getting me clients. And she was telling people how great I was. She actually never purchased personal training from me.
Uh-huh.
But because I took so much time out, you know, with her, she told so many people about it, and that led people to buy. So I used to tell all my trainers that you never know who you talk to. So always make sure you know, you're passionate about this. You love personal training. You love teaching people fitness and nutrition. So make sure you spend that time with them and show them your passion, and you may get rewarded in other ways.
Right. You know, I want to come back to, I want to talk about sales, the sales mentality, and sometimes that goes against the artist mentality of most of us in this whole fitness industry. We have that attitude, if I just give, and I do the right thing, then the world's going to come to me. And a lot of people in fitness, it doesn't actually work out that way, right? So I want to talk about sales. If you were the manager of trainers, I mean, that had to be a big part of your job. So I want to learn how your sales mindset is. But before I do that, okay, we kind of skipped this whole part. Tell me why fitness when you saw that? What was going on in your mind when you were 14? Why did that magazine hit you so much? I mean, were you one of the guys that I read about who always read the muscle magazines? I mean, the superhero comic books, and you wanted to be like that. You had sand kicked in your face. Why was this your thing so young?
Actually, I was never really into the comic books, believe it or not, as a kid.
Neither was I. But everybody is, it seems like, but neither was I, so that's two of us, right?
Yeah, I wasn't into any of that stuff, actually. I was really skinny growing up as a kid, and okay. I remember always I would wear like a t-shirt underneath everything because I was so embarrassed about how skinny my arms were. I was this typical skinny kid growing up, and I remember it happened in high school. It was my like first week of high school, and I didn't know anything about working out on muscles or anything. I didn't actually know about anything. And I remember walking into the weight room and seeing, you know, everyone was so big and muscular. And I'm like, and I looked at myself. I said, wow, this is insane. I could look like that. I could look like this, these guys. So that's what really started driving me. I remember then I found Arnold and, you know, kind of the rest is history as far as that goes. But I was like hooked instantly.
Okay, so you're maybe, and this word sounds so severe, right? Dramatic, but you're kind of overcompensating because you were skinny, right?
Yes.
Is that true? Okay. Now you seem like such a positive kid, and obviously positive from a young age, 18 years old, going there and taking care of business. Were you a happy kid growing up? Tell me about your parents. Was it steady at home? What was that like? I'm always interested in how a lot of us get into this whole bodybuilding and training lifestyle.
Well, my dad left when we were kids, and it was really tough growing up. It was my mom pretty much raised me and my two sisters, and give her so much credit for that because, you know, at the time you don't really realize how hard that
is.
Sure,
sure.
So she raised us all on her own, and my dad really wasn't around, so I think that I got my positivity definitely from my mother because, you know, despite everything that was going on, she was always so positive, you know, everything's going to be okay. And she always made everything seem like, you know, it's not the end of the world and we're going to get through everything. And, you know, that was just her mentality with everything. So I think that that's what made me so positive because, you know, believe me, I saw a lot of hurt and I've seen my mother break down and cry several times.
Yeah.
And that's rough as a kid, you know,
right,
growing up
right.
8 years old, 9 years old. But, you know, just her saying everything's going to be okay as long as we have each other was made me really positive because uh-huh. I knew that no matter what, as long as I had my family, everything would be okay.
Right. And so this energy you had this like in high school at 15, 16, right? What do you say?
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, a lot of times, how much do you think that pain as a kid drives you right now? I'd say it's a big thing that is behind all my drive and success. I'm just curious at 28 years old, how self-aware are you about these type of things? Or have you ever really ever thought about it too much?
I think it makes me more driven behind money. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but because I remember having none as a kid. So growing up, you know, it was always about, you know, I have to make sure I could take care of everyone. It was just, you know, the whole nurture everyone, make sure I could take care of everyone, be safe, you know, always have money in the bank because I remember what it was like having nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So well, it was kind of, I think in that sense.
Well, do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing? It's.
I mean, at times, you know, when you have it and you're still like thinking about it, like, oh, you know, I should have more. I mean, you know, at what point is it too much? But I think it's a good thing. I think it is a good thing because, you know, you never know what life is going to throw at you. So uh-huh. It's always good to be aware of what's going on. But putting your 100% focus on it is not good either.
Well, sure. You know, I'll tell you is that, you know, when I work with guys one-on-one, we invariably money is a very emotional subject. And the difference is what do you associate money? Because money is just, I'll give you the example here. So give you a little bit of coaching here, right? You know, so like, you know, you're in great shape. Do you ever like had a few bad weeks of eating or whatever, and you kind of get a layer that's a little too thick on your abs, right? Has that happened to you, or are you just a machine and that never happens?
I'm a mass machine, Skip.
All right.
Of course. I mean, listen, okay. We're all human, you know, but I definitely practice flexible dieting. So I've been able to maintain a great physique year round by controlling a lot of my macronutrients. So,
but that has happened
to me in the past. Right. So it's not like
and the point is that you are not your abs.
Exactly.
And so, hey, I'm getting a little thick here. I do this, this, and this. It's like separate it. You have control. You have poise. You have a relationship with your abs, but it's not, you are not your abs, right? And the reason why I say that is you have clients. You've seen many of them come through, and they act like just eating less and moving more, right? It's just like it's nuclear science that their self-esteem, their body, and what it's going to take to lose this weight and what it means and what it doesn't mean, they're just so emotionally attached to their body, right? You've been in that situation a million times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard them talk about it. And because they are their body, instead of it being disassociated, right? They're making it way too complex. They're making it a part of me. They're not their body fat, right?
Yeah.
And if they just understood that, they would just boom, 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 do what it takes. It's not nuclear science, right? Well, it's the same thing with money. We all have a relationship with money. We're not our money. But if we tie ourselves too closely to it, we can have a ton of it, right? And we're fear of losing it, all right? If we don't have enough money, well, then we think we're a loser, right? Where it's really just, what do I need to make money? Boom, 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 right? Just like those abs.
Very true.
You know, and just think if we could have that type of relationship with it, it would change everything. Right? Just like the people who struggle with their identity and they're just too closely attached to their money. But anyway, you know what? Talking about money, when we come back from this break, I want to talk about sales because it sounds like, you know, you manage. I mean, you didn't just only deliver great service. I can tell you creating value is really important to you, but there's a whole sales element that you had. Being a personal trainer, doing that for a living, but also managing personal trainers. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. So you have your bodybuilding and training efforts going in the right direction. That's awesome. Are you now ready to take your entire life to the next level too? Sure, it takes a lot of focus and discipline to build a great body, but that's not going to automatically translate into an incredible overall life too, unless you have a clear-cut vision for exactly what you want for your life and an effective plan that you really believe in to make it happen. Maybe you've already realized this. Your body has improved dramatically. People compliment you all the time, but you still feel that there's something missing. What's your plan to become more than just a great body and create an amazing, balanced, overall quality of life that you can be proud of and confidently work toward? One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all that your hard work, discipline, and abilities to become more than just muscles and help you build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. You can have it all. Confidence in every social situation, wealth, opportunity, freedom, love, and connection, along with your impressive physical body and amazing health. When you know the strategies to put it all together and execute them on a continual basis, go to SkipLaCourCoaching.com and see the different one-on-one life coaching plans Skip LaCour has to help you. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLaCourCoaching.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast, and I have a young, bright, energetic, with a promising career in bodybuilding, fitness, powerlifting, but really making a difference in people's lives, Anthony Bevilacqua.
So, nice. Anthony, yep. Good job.
You know, a lot of practice there, right? So, Anthony, all right, so tell me, you talk about sales. How much do you think sales was a part of your job? And then tell me, did that come naturally to you? And then tell me if you've noticed that resistance to sales in our bodybuilding and fitness community.
Well, I personally think, I mean, I know sales is a part of everything, you know, no matter what you do. So you have to sell your, you know, even if you're not in a sales job, you still have to sell yourself to a potential employer. So sales is a big part. You have to know how to really speak and represent yourself really well. So especially when you're in a commission field, which I consider, and I think you actually mentioned this on another podcast, but, and I agree with it 100%, a salesperson in any job is definitely an entrepreneur, because you're pretty much working for yourself. You don't get those sales, you're not going to feed your family. So sales is definitely a big part of the whole funnel. And when I first started, I realized rather quickly that, wow, you know, just because I have a trainer shirt on doesn't necessarily mean people are going to buy. Why? You know, for me, I didn't understand it at first. I was like, I don't understand. You know, if I was walking into a gym, you know, on money at the time, I didn't really think about it. But, you know, if I was walking into a gym and I had no idea, I would get a personal trainer to learn. But some people don't look at it like that. And you have to look at sales as not a way of forcing people to do something, but a way of convincing them that they actually need it.
Right.
So
I always
tell trainers, you know, if you didn't make the sale, it wasn't because, you know, the person wasn't interested in buying. They just didn't see the value in it. You didn't create enough value in it. And that could be, you know, from a lot of things. Maybe you didn't, maybe you weren't passionate enough when you were talking to them about it. Maybe, you know, maybe they were on a different wavelength than you and it just didn't come across right. You know, so you have to be putting a value on things. You know, you're not selling with, especially with training, you're not selling a physical item. You know, you're selling them themselves 12 weeks later, you know?
Right. No, that's a great point. And I do a lot of coaching with guys. Like I mentioned a lot of times when here you are at 28 and, you know, we're getting, this is all fun stuff, right? I want to get to the more than just muscles part, or we're going to be talking. I think I could probably be talking to you for the next 2 years, the way we're going right now. I'm really digging this conversation. But I talk to guys who are in their 40s and they've been a personal trainer for 20 years and they're kind of setting their way and thinking, and they're so attached to, I do this, I must be present, and I get X amount of money. And it just, they can't conceptualize how much value they really provide. It's a result. It's a feeling. 12 weeks with me, holding your hand, being there. It's not about the muscles or the...
Exactly.
You know, losing the body fat. It's the person they want to become and the feelings they believe that they'll have when they get control, when they lose that weight. And to some people, if you can, you know, establish that gap between where they are right now and where they want to be, and if that gap is big enough and they believe you can help them fill that gap, that will be priceless to them. And, you know, just saying, hey, I can do a good job, they may not be able to conceptualize the gap, how big it is. It's your job as a salesperson, you know, not to apply pain. You know, you hear that old school type of thing. You know, just make them realize that, hey, you know, you've been calling yourself pleasantly plump. You've been lying to yourself that things are better than they are, right? And I understand why people do that. But, you know, you're getting sick of crying in your pillow at night or looking in that mirror. Why don't we do something about it, right? And they understand that there's that gap, but they really feel with your help they can do it. I mean, that's what it's all about. If they don't think there's a big gap, people come to me for coaching all the time, right? And, man, I can think of this one guy. I mean, he wanted to do what you do. He wanted to do what I do. He wanted to be this fitness star, but he was clamoring on to the security of the armed forces. And this guy was good looking. He had a good looking family. He had a master's degree. He was tall. He had everything. But you know what? He was happy. There wasn't a big gap between where he was and where he said he wanted to be. And so there's no service that he's going to want to invest in if there's not a big gap, right? But,
right.
You know, that sounds like, you know, what you told me about, you know, money, providing, being concerned with that from a young age, and then getting into sales right away. Tell me about all the personal trainers I'm sure you've worked you've had a lot work with you, so I'm sure a lot of would come and go. That mentality that I talked about with personal trainers in their 40s and older, right? What's the general attitude about sales for your average personal trainer? I know that they don't see it the same way as you normally, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely what I've seen, because I've had older trainers, you know, who I've managed. I've had younger guys just starting out, and the older guys, the one thing that I see in the common trend with them is that they seem to lose a passion for it. Maybe not lose a passion for fitness,
yes,
but they lose a passion for just making that connection with the person. And the one thing that I've noticed is that whenever they start losing that passion for it, their clientele's dwindle down. And you could see, like, they just come to work and they're miserable. You know, every day that I was at work, I was smiling. You know, I was happy. I love my clients. And I always tell everyone this, you know, I wasn't happy with where I worked, you know, the environment, the staff, you know, things like that. But if it wasn't for my clients, I wouldn't be there, because the satisfaction that they gave me every day, you know, just even something, you know, knowing that I helped someone in a good way every
right.
single day was my driving point.
Right.
And
right.
for the older guys, I just kind of saw it, like, at this point, you know, they were kind of stuck, and this is what they were doing for money. And if the person didn't buy, okay, just move on to the next one. You know, I just need to find someone who's going to buy, because, you know, I need to make money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, who knows? And we're going to get to where you are now and where you want to be. And, but who knows, maybe they were just as energetic as you when they started off. And then if you can't get rewarded for it, right, you're doing all that work, then you have less incentive, right? And then you get stuck and you're doing this for 20 years later. I always said that the smart guys, the most energetic guys, they're in it for all the same reasons as you are. They're bright, they're energetic, they really want to help people, they're smart. But then there comes to a point that they just do the math and go, look, you know, the kind of life that I deserve, the kind of life that I can earn, it's not going to happen through this. And I always say the good ones, they're not doing it at 32 years old. So if you're doing it at 40, 45, there's some other stuff going on, right? And so so let's just talk about that. You did very well as a personal trainer. I mean, you had a lot of responsibility. So tell me the latest events, but, you know, what can you share with, because people are going, wow, this guy, I love this guy. He's cool. He's energetic. He's just like me. He's passionate about, I want to be just like him. Well, what are you going to say to that, Anthony?
Well, you know, so I love helping people. That's why I got into this. And, you know, I've realized, and after a certain point, I think they say the drop off point for most trainers is 5 years. You know, after 5 years of doing it, you kind of get burnt out by it. And most people end up quitting. So you get to a point, I don't think it's a burnout per se. I think you just realize that, okay, now what I'm doing is I'm trading time for money. You know,
right.
I'm not working a 9-to-5, but my time is not my own anymore. So I realized that rather early on in my career as a personal trainer. So I said, you know, I have to be able to scale myself. And I didn't know the wording at the time, but, you know, I want to be able to help more people than helping one person every hour.
Right.
So I decided to create a website. I created a website, you know. And it, at the time, you know, it's not as easy as it is now. Now you have WordPress and you can do all these crazy things with it. But at the time, I had to hire someone. So
yeah.
I made an investment to hire a website. It was so clunky and old, but I had it up right away. And I was
super you're talking
excited.
To a guy who had front page websites back in 1997. I used to build them for myself. So I get it.
So I created a website and I said, this is going to be great. I'm going to get clients all over the world. And, you know, this is going to help me out. And I'm going to be able to move from an in-person training to an online trainer and build that up and have so many clients all over the world. This was my big picture at the time. And I started that. So just as I started the website, I actually got promoted. I had graduated college with a degree in nutrition, and I had just gotten promoted to the head personal training position. So by me getting promoted, I kind of put the website on hold. I said, all right, you know, not on hold. I still had it. I still was getting some clients online, but I said, you know, I'm going to focus on this because, you know, this is what I see right now. I can make so much more money. I'm going to focus on this. And I kind of lost sight of the big picture. So I focused on that. And again, another 5 years went by and I realized, you know, that I'm going to be here forever. If I keep doing this up, you know, I have to really start putting more emphasis on my website. So I started putting more emphasis on my website. I created an online nutritional program, I started a podcast, and I guess the gym caught wind of what I was doing, and the owner, I guess, felt threatened, which is, for me, didn't really make any sense because, you know, I was bringing clients to the gym because of my website. I had a guy come to me. I follow you online. I love everything you're doing. I want to work with you and only you. And here, and he paid upfront $5,000 in cash for a full year of training, half-hour sessions with me. He's like, I don't want anyone else. I want you. You know, and this was all because of my presence online. And I write articles and this and that. I write for Muscle and Fitness. And, you know, the owner, I guess, must have seen all this starting to happen. And he thought it was a conflict. You're right, stealing members from the gym. You know, you're teaching them nutrition online. You know, so when I was renegotiating my compensation package with them because I had asked for a little more money, they said, well, if you want more, you got to get rid of the website.
And well, let me ask you something, Anthony. A lot of guys, you know, they're hearing this story and they go, wow, this, like, again, this is exactly. I have guys all the time, Anthony, they're like 32 and they have the regular job and they see everything you're saying, personal training, managing, you know, they love helping people. You're talking about this online presence. I mean, they're thinking, what is this guy complaining about? That's what I want to quit my job to do, even if I would make less money. So what you're doing, what you're describing right now is a dream of a lot of people who love fitness, right? And I get those emails all the time. You know, but a lot of times when they have the online business and they focus on just helping people, that doesn't make for a good business, meaning that you touch people's lives, you write articles, it's kind of cool, technology, but it doesn't pay off. Was yours paying off all that effort, or was it more of a fun thing to do?
I wanted it to pay off more than it actually was.
Well, who wouldn't want that? So does that mean no? Because the reason why I want these guys to get real. You know, I have a members-only website that I only reserve for my one-on-one coaching clients because, you know what, it's too good. It's too good to just give away for some subscription fee, right? You know, so I get the people who are really invested, right? And one thing that they see is how many things I try and fail, how many emails I send out. Well, it's like no response. I don't know if these people understand, you know, that it may not be what it appears, right? And so, you know.
It's definitely not.
Yeah.
It's not as easy as it sounds.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'd have some months where I'd get, you know, a couple new people, and then there'd be months I'd have no one.
Right.
So
okay.
That was another emphasis, you know, I guess going back to my background and how, you know, taking care of everyone and this and that. That's kind of why I stuck with what was safe, which was my job.
Sure. Sure.
And so I guess going back to the story, you know, they told me that I had to take down the website in, you know, if I wanted to continue working there. And I told them, I said, I handed them a list of clients that came from my website. I said, I'm not doing that. I don't think that's smart. So they told me they would review it and get back to me. So literally this week on Tuesday, the owner came into my office and said, are you going to take down the website? I told him no. And he said, you have to leave. So all my clients, it's literally my worst fear came true. And I walked out of that office at 4:30 with nothing except a box of supplements and folders.
And let me ask you a couple of questions, all right? So was what you were making from that website, was it close to what that raise you wanted, right? I mean, was it financially? I can understand in principle, right? And I could probably make an argument for your owner, but that's not important, right? I guess what I'm saying, what decision did you make on principle? You help people and this artist versus just brass tacks, dollars and cents. Was that a good move? I'm curious. I'm just asking.
I made the move more so because of the potential.
Okay.
You know, there's definitely a bigger potential of being, you know, being free as opposed to being locked down in the gym, you know.
Sure.
When you're in one spot, you can't grow, you know, and I maxed out that place to the fullest.
Right.
And
I couldn't
grow. So I didn't make that decision, you know, based on money, because then if that was the case, I just would have shut down the website and I would have been there and I would have been there until it was 40. And I knew I had to make a change. And when he was telling me, you have to get rid of it, I'm like, no, I'm not going to get rid of it. I'm not going to stifle my creativity anymore. You know, I want to be released from this cage. So I guess, you know, when one door opens, another one.
Sure. No, I mean, you're a smart guy. I mean, look, you can make this happen right now. How much it planned it is versus your bird being thrown out the out of the nest, you might drop a few few feet or whatever. But I'm sure you're going to end up flying. The reason why I ask is that you know, a lot of us in fitness we think in an artistic manner, and I'm just thinking about, you know, again, you know, I don't want to really want dollars in the sense, but I'm trying to think this out, is that you sound, you love what you do. You weren't burnt out yet, right? You saw its limited potential, but you weren't burnt out, right?
No.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's just move forward. What's the plan right now? You know what I mean? What's
the plan moving forward? Well, the plan right now is to just try to market myself and get some new clients. I've actually, so I stopped working on Tuesday. On Thursday morning, I was back. I found a little place to train some people out of. I contacted some of my clients, and I actually got some new ones. I mean, I put a post on Facebook, actually, and some people contacted me because I mentioned, you know, the area that I live, and they contacted me. And so I sat down with some new people. I signed some new clients. So the plan for right now is just kind of bring some income in to stay afloat, and then slowly start to figure out, you know, exactly what direction I'm going to go in, because at this point, the world is my oyster, and I can kind of figure out exactly what I want to do. I definitely like the online thing and the online presence, but it's definitely not easy to build. I think a lot of guys think, okay, you know, I'm going to post one picture of my abs, and I'm going to have clients.
Right.
And it's totally not like that. You know, I've spent hours writing pieces for, you know, for Muscle and Fitness, and not get any readers. And I thought it was a great piece, but just, you know, you could put a great piece of content out there, but there's just so much information overload. Yes. You know, you're not gonna, it's not like that at all. I'm not gonna post up one thing and say, okay, you know, go to my website and sign up, and you're gonna have 20 people sign up. Those days are long done.
Yeah, those days are I mean, that was like 2002 maybe, right? Yeah. Well, I'm gonna give you another shot to answer that question now that you got rid of your safety net, right? So I haven't heard you mention your website or an email address or a phone number this entire podcast so far. I got a lot of people in my tribe that are going to hear this, right? So they're going to like your vibe and the cut of your jib, and I haven't heard you tell them how they can get a hold of you yet. That you need to work that into every conversation, right? And it a complete things, because, you know, someone in the Netherlands is going to hear about this. They might like you too. How can they do business with you? Come on, tell me what you have to offer. You're right.
You guys go to my website, abfitnesstrainer.com. You'll find out all about my online training program there. Because now I'm released and I'm free, I'm definitely going to revamp my website and really focus on, you know, getting it exactly where I want it to be. But that's where you can go, and you can find out more information about that. Also, you guys could check me out on New York Muscle Radio. It's a podcast, newyorkmuscleradio.com. And actually right now for New York Muscle Radio, we're actually doing, we're calling it Mastermind Training. And we're pretty much it's an 8-week bulking program, which is pretty cool. And, you know, we're putting everyone in basically a private Facebook group, and we're charging, it's very cheap because we want to interact with people. It's putting together like a community, like a mastermind, you know. So me and Skip kind of follow the same things as far as like mastermind groups, and, you know, successful people always stick together. So we're putting together a group of people who are looking to gain muscle. You know, me and my co-host are going to be part of that group. And, we're going to put your diet and your training program in the group as well. You know, everyone's going to have a different program. We're all going to post together what's going on, you know, who's getting results, post up your form technique, you know, anything. It's just going to be a great community, a mastermind of training. And I'm super excited for that, because I'm excited to be a part of it. Because, you know, I'm still trying to figure out what works best for me, is the same as the next guy. So we're super excited about that.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, this is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about, you know, there are a lot of people listening to you, and they love your energy. They probably think, wow, this guy's a lot like me. How did you go out and get these opportunities, like with Muscle and Fitness? Who did you learn from of this, you know, online program and all these different ideas? Because they may see people doing it. How did you go about learning that skill set, or did you just wing it yourself? I want to ask that. I want to talk about your mindset, though. I know you're married and you've got a kid. You sound so positive. You just got thrown out there just earlier this week. What's the plan? You know, there, I have people with good, safe, secure jobs and maybe even some money in the bank, and they're scared to make a move. And you sound so confident here, right? So I'm going to break that all down when we come back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is brought to you by Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplements and sports nutrition products on the market. Supreme. Clean. Mass Machine Nutrition. Check out the entire line at www.massmachinenutrition.com. Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition is also available at the world's number one online supplement store, bodybuilding.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast with my special guest, Anthony Bevilacqua. So, Anthony, right? How did you have all this drive and this ambition in addition to personal training? You started this online business and funnels and, chain emails and sign-up forms and opt-in forms and podcast. And where did all that come from? Who did you model that from? How did you go about that?
A lot of Googling and a lot of finding out a lot of everything.
Uh-huh.
You go on a website that has a funnel, and you have no idea what's going on. You think it's actually the person actually emailing you, and you have no idea what an autoresponder is. So I learned a lot about email from a guy named Paul Mort. He has actually a podcast. That's actually how I found him. I'm a big podcast listener myself.
And he has nothing to do with the fitness industry?
No, he trains personal trainers in marketing.
Okay.
But I found him because I was looking up marketing, email marketing actually,
right.
And came up. So I learned a lot from him just listening to that podcast. So if you guys don't know anything, definitely check that out. That's a good one. But where I got the idea from the whole online thing was when I was competing in bodybuilding, I actually hired Lane Norton as a coach.
Okay.
And, when I hired him as a coach, I remember paying him and then, I received service from him. And I'm like, I paid this guy what it took me a week to make. we're doing this online and the service was worth it. I'm not saying that, but that's when the light bulb moment for me went off. It's like, whoa, I could really scale my business if I have an online presence like that. Little did I know, you really need you really have to have a lot of credibility in the industry to get there,
Right. A lot of things working for you.
Yeah.
I think that, Lane Norton is, one of the rare people. I mean, how many people out of all the people you see on Instagram, Facebook, right, in this fitness niche? I mean, how rare is he or how common is that, do you think?
Yeah, he was just, and no discredit to him. Lane's a great guy. I've spoken to him on so many different occasions, but everything kind of like aligned for him. And he was in the right spot at the right time. He was doing the things that he should be doing. He was on the message boards, And it just happened to flow right for him. It was just the path that he was meant to go down.
Yeah, and he seems like he has a balanced life, nice wife, has fun too. And if anybody, this whole More Than Just Muscles theme that we talk about, he seems like he's done it right. You know what I mean? I don't see him being 55 years old and thinking I should have done it differently or anything like that, and he's a good guy to model. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I mean, if any of you guys follow him on Facebook, the guy has a wife, he's a kid, he's very successful with his business. He gets a lot of, if you want to call it fame from, his clients. He's a expert in the industry. I mean, who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, it seems like have a good balance. There's so few of those. I mean, the good thing about it is that's somebody to model, right, who's doing it well. But, putting that together takes a lot of work, like you said.
Put out one post and that's it.
Yeah. But I don't think of people really appreciate all that work in addition to everything that lined up,
That's because I think that work's not shown, everybody can say, oh, well, Lane was on bodybuilding.com and they picked him. They didn't pick him. The guy was on the message board for hours answering questions, writing articles on the forums. I mean, he was putting in the work.
It wasn't
randomly picked someone and it was him.
Yeah. And you have to have a unique approach, whether it's, it's this or that, sometimes, a lot of times if you have a personality that is somewhat polarizing, people like you and don't hate, that's the best thing to have, right? A lot of people go through it and try to just be politically correct, and they don't strike any emotion in anybody, right? But, yep. You know, he created his following, and like I said, you know, he was one of the first bodybuilder. First it was being a natural bodybuilder, and then it was a PhD, and he really works that. Or there's a lot of people following that whole model now. I had him on a podcast, and I did ask him the question. I said, how much of this is planned versus, you know, the stars aligned? And he said it was about half and half. And I did compliment him for that, is that, you know, there's a lot of people going to school, getting their PhD to be just like him. He created a model. And, yep. You know, my whole thing is that those are rare exceptions. And that's okay, right? I mean, I just want people to, you know, kind of go into this, and I'm having you on here. So about someone who is bright, they can tell you're bright. You talked about your education, someone who's ambitious, driven, great personality, right? Well, what is your reservations about, and we didn't even talk about your bodybuilding career, your powerlifting career. Tell me about all that. And what about that focus, dedication, right? Well, all we've been talking about is business.
Well, it's actually funny. And no one even knows this, you know, other than a couple of people. My training partner knows, my wife obviously knows. I'm actually doing a meet tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did my first powerlifting meet was a couple of weeks ago, actually, and I did New Jersey States, and I did so well that I qualified for Nationals, which is a huge powerlifting show. So that's in another 4 weeks from now. So I found this little show. It's in Brooklyn. It's actually tomorrow, and you know, I guess I could use some more experience before I go to Nationals. So I'm going to do this meet. Now, Tuesday, I got fired. And, you know, I've been super stressed all week. So tomorrow should be fun. But, you know, I think the whole balance thing, you have to learn when to focus on what. And I've been telling everyone, everyone's like, are you ready? Are you ready? I'm like, no, I didn't put my head on yet. So, you know, as soon as this podcast is over, and I'm kind of regimented like you were when you did bodybuilding, you know, and, uh-huh. You know, how with the whole time thing, you know, as soon as we're done with this podcast, I'm going to take my dogs for a nice long walk. I'm going to put my headphones on, and I'm just going to get in that zone that I need to get in for my powerlifting and, you know, the contest tomorrow. And then that's it. That's all I'm going to think about tomorrow is the powerlifting meet, the powerlifting meet, the powerlifting meet. And then after the powerlifting meet, I'll worry about everything else, you know, and then I'll start training for Nationals and the same thing. So I'm kind of the way I am. I just kind of don't dwell on things too much because, you know, you can only do so much worrying, you know? So I could keep focusing on that I'm not having a job, but tomorrow I'm going to be on that platform and either I make a fool of myself or I do really well. So I'm not going to sit there and, you know, make a fool of myself. So I got to turn it on. Like I said, after this, I'm going to put my headphones on and just zone out and rest up until tomorrow.
Yeah. I got to, you know, thinking about this podcast and really connecting with you and listening to you talk, I got to tell you something. I think I did a terrible job up to this point with this More Than Just Muscles theme. And let me tell you why. And it's a compliment to you. I mean, you sound so up, so energetic in the face of adversity, or if you're stressed, you don't seem like it, right? You talk about your passion and living it. You sound resilient, right? Right? I mean, I think everybody listened and said, Skip, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to be just like him. Right? That's the way to live. This guy, there's nothing, he's unflappable. He's living his passion. That's the way I want to live. Where do I sign up? Right?
Thank you. I'll
because
take
you're
that.
Just handling it. And you know what? I'll tell you, I think that everybody listening is saying, oh, that kid's sharp. I don't care how, if he falls down, I don't care how long he stays down, he'll be back up and he will do well. I talked to a lot of people. I don't think anybody is going to be worried about you, Anthony, right? They're going to have faith after talking to you, hearing you for an hour or so here, right? So I'm going to give it one shot. Is what would you say to your someone who's listening to this and they become your Raven fan? They're 19 years old. That's me. I want to be just like him, right? He's doing it, right? Right. What would you say? What concerns do you have? What's the upside? What's the downside of what you've gone through? I mean, why wouldn't everybody just do it the way that you've done it? I mean, state your case here.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'm doing everything right or if I'm doing everything wrong. I mean, I did get fired, but I'll tell you,
everybody's going to say, well, you know what? You stood up for your ground. Yes, yeah. That's what passion. That's what I'm like that too, and I need to be more like that, right? You know, you got a wife and you got a baby, right? Tell me, you haven't convinced me that you're not a precautionary tale, and I think you've made more fans. I think I've made more people who want to jump into this health and fitness thing headlong into it after listening to you.
I would say the best piece of advice I can give someone who was in my shoes when they first started would be to follow your passion. Do never, 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 and my wife says this all the time, and she says it to my daughter, but I'm going to steal it because she actually told it to me the other day. Never let anyone dull your sparkle. As soon as you feel like someone's restricting you and holding you back from whatever the idea is in your mind, run. Follow that passion. Listen to yourself. You know, it's so funny because after I got fired and, you know, I was on – after our podcast, I went onto my computer and I was, like, looking at all my old files from when I first started my website. And I'm like, all this information, all this stuff that I was going to do was so great. Why did I stop? You know, and I took the chance and I went the other direction. But if I would have kept going with that, I probably would be where I wanted to be. So never let anyone dull your sparkle. Just follow your passion. Listen to what's in your head, because what's in your head is right. It may not sound right. You know, it may be like, oh, that's crazy. That's just crazy talk. I'm really going out there. But, you know, you have to take risks in life. And, you know, I feel like an idiot saying this because I'm scared as hell right now doing, you know, in the position that I am. And I took that risk. So you have to, though. You have to, because I know. I feel it so much inside of me. It's so funny because before I got fired, I knew something was coming. And I know there's something bigger and better for me out there. Like, it's a weird feeling that I have inside of me, and I knew it. And I have that feeling so deeply ingrained in myself right now. And I know something's coming, and I know it's going to be good, and it's going to be for the better. And I guess that's why I'm so positive about it, because I'm actually listening to that inside passion that I have. So the 19-year-old listening to this who wants to, you know, be very successful, listen to what's going on inside of you, because, you know, it's right. You know, don't think you have to follow the normal path. It's not. Always take that road less traveled by, because it's gonna lead you to somewhere else. And I regret so many times. You know, there was actually one time when I first started, I was like 19 and I had all these clients and I was doing so well. I said, I'm going to open up a little gym. I'm going to rent out someone's apartment and I'm going to put a gym in it. I had money saved at the time, and I said, this is what I'm going to do. I took my dad, you know, he came back into the picture, and we, you know, we have a good relationship now. And I took my dad. I said, let's go, and you know, you'll put the apartment in your name. So we go and we look at the place, and it was a little apartment. And I don't remember what at the time what the rent was, but I went home that night and I said, you know, I don't want to lose all this money that I'm doing. I'm not going to do it. And I regret that decision every day until this day, because if I would have done it, who knows where I would have been? Would I be worse? I don't know, but at least I would have taken that chance at the time when I could have taken the chance.
Yeah.
So always listen to that passion that's inside of you, because that's what's going to take you to the next level. Because I think, you know, the same way with health and fitness, you know, we know what to eat. If you want to get in good shape, we know that we shouldn't be having the extra piece of cake or the cookies or this or that. You know, and the same thing with, you know, success. You know what you should be doing. Why are you not doing it?
Well, you know what? We're going to take a break. I'm going to come at this from another angle, right? Because you've been in this industry and you've observed people who struggle, and you probably have that question them. Now, at 28 years old, I don't know how much you know about why people do the things they do. I've spent a lifetime studying that, right? So I'm going to come back from the break, and I'm going to ask you a couple questions about what you observed of a lot of people in the fitness industry, in this, our hobby, our sport, or whatever you want to call it, right? And I want you to pick out those qualities that are common, yet they're disempowering, those personality traits that are common in a lot of people, and why you're different than those. I mean, I'll be able to throw in, you know, my assessment after talking to you all this time, right? But we're going to take a quick break, and I want to hear what you have to say about your observations of some of the personalities in the bodybuilding and fitness industry. All right, so we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast.
Do you feel that you just can't get yourself motivated and disciplined enough to actually do the important things you know you must to reach those goals in life that you always say you want? Have you ever worked long and hard toward your ambitious goals, only to ask yourself, is this all there is once you've achieved them? If you can relate to these challenges, feelings, and emotions, then Skip LaCour's book, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, will give you the insight and perspective to finally understand the obstacles that stand in your way and prevent you from living the life you really want. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder is Skip LaCour's very personal and revealing story about his journey to find the oftentimes elusive feeling of happiness in life that we're all looking for. In this book, the six-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder, entrepreneur, and speaker shares with you the most powerful lessons that he's learned about life to make your experience the very best it can be. It's his sincere effort to make good on the promise he made to himself during his darkest days, to make sure that the personal pain that he suffered doing everything he believed was right, and most importantly, exactly what he did to overcome that pain, empowers you with more direction, perspective, insight, love, and passion sooner rather than later. In the social media age, where it seems as though everyone is trying to present their lives to be a lot better than they really are, Skip LaCour makes sure he doesn't play that game, so he provides you with the clarity and direction you've been searching for. Everything that happens in your life can and will serve you in some way, shape, or form. It's just a matter of time until you realize it. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour will help you realize this about your own life. This book could very well be the source of the inspiration and information that you need to finally take control over your life and find your personal path to happiness. To learn more about It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour, go to www.itsamatteroftrust.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am with my special guest, Anthony Bevelacqua. So, Anthony, right? You're just coming across as this totally effervescent, resilient, positive, I will succeed no matter what. Live in your passion. It's health and fitness and helping other people. And everybody's saying, I want to be like him, right? I don't think you're like a lot of people who gravitate toward this bodybuilding and training. And I'm curious, when you think of the personalities that gravitate to the industry, which I've determined you're not like a lot of us, right? What are some of those quirky things that you see? You don't have to mention names, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I get it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I may be coming off as this positive person. You know, I'm scared as hell on the inside, you know? I don't know, you know, I believe in myself and I know it's going to happen, but of course I doubt myself, you know, and that's just, I think that, you know, normal human nature, you know, you have these, you know, thoughts in your head, you know, like I just said, you know, you follow your passions, but then your head kicks in. It's like, what are you doing? You idiot, go get a job.
And that's normal. You know, that's
normal.
Yeah,
thing. That's 100% normal.
Well, let me jump in. Like, you know, this is what I see, right? And this is what I don't see with you, right? A lot of people in this is that somewhere along the line, they have a certain level of trust issues about putting their faith and trust in people, that people will come through for them. Maybe they got burned in the past, even though, you know, dad wasn't around for you younger. I mean, you could have rode that. But, you know, a lot of times they don't mix well with employees. You're doing the sales and the connection with people, and, you know, you got employees, and that takes a lot of mental and emotional flexibility and trust in other people. Do you see a lot of people who get into this this culture who they don't have those skills? Do you see that?
The one thing that I really see that I feel like makes me kind of different is from a lot of people that want to do this is they look very inward on everything, and it's more about themselves and how they,
right.
They're doing it for more themselves than anyone else, and that's the wrong attitude to have, I think, because, you know, especially as a personal trainer, you know, you're living your life for your client pretty much. You know, you have to be on when you're a personal trainer all the time because it's all about your client. And, you know, if you're worrying about what you look like in the mirror, you know, how could you devote yourself fully to your client? So I think that that's another thing that a lot of bodybuilders have issues with is that they, you know, they worry too much about, oh, how do I look in my trainer shirt, you know? No, but you really should be worrying about what your client's doing.
Right. And that comes from, you know, usually deeper things that brought him into the health, fitness, bodybuilding. You know, look, Anthony, I mean, like I said, everything I'm saying, you just have this positive habit. You just can't think of anything. I think I'm a positive guy. Hell, I can't even get you to – I'm trying to set you up to say something slightly negative. It just can't come out of your mouth, right? Okay, so let's play this game, right? So you see this guy. He's 22 years old. He walks in, and he is just jacked, right? Really impressive guy. He's got some tattoos, got the hat on sideways, and he's walking in stiff. I mean, he's unusually big, steroids, who cares, whatever, right? Tell me, do you do a character assessment of what he probably is like, what his probably fears or insecurities? I mean, do you make any of those judgments when you see that guy?
I mean, I think we all do that. I mean, you see someone, especially like that, walk around, and especially if they think who they are when they walk around, of course you're going to make a judgment right away. But
and what is that judgment?
Oh, look at this guy. He thinks who he is. That's just the way I see it. But I make it a point to say hello to everyone. And what I
here
what
we
I
go with do, the positive stuff again, right?
I can't help it, but it's true.
No, but the point is that when I see that. I want to reach out because I know this guy's carrying some pain. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you don't do all that to that extreme. I mean, it's a place you go to feel better about yourself. And my thing is, man, what happened to this guy? That's what I think. Do you ever think that way, or is that just me? Maybe I know the backstories. I've been looking at this for a long time, right? And I think it's that personality that gets attracted here. You know what? The thing about this is that if you are going to go into this, I mean, Anthony is well suited to make the most out of this. He's not going to end up because of his people skills. He trusts people. He expects the best. One thing, too, is that, look, I know, man, I could tell you stories about, the internet marketing world back when I was competing and, computers, my books and all my articles. Anthony, before your time, they used to break down for no reason, blue screen of death, and you'd lose all your stuff. Like all the time that seemed like happened. I mean, how many articles I had to rewrite because the computers broke down all the time, right? They didn't have all this space. When I started doing nutritional programs, there was not, believe it or not, there was no internet in people's houses, right? Then it was dial-up connection. I didn't want to, write books because I didn't know if they would sell, right? And so this is before PDF files and Adobe PDF Reader was on there. I used to sell people the Word file, right? Mm-hmm. Because I would have it written, but I didn't want to print it out in a book. So I created e-books before there was such a thing. The only thing was it would take 3 years for it to go over this dial-up connection, and then nobody had space in their mailbox, and it got kicked back, right? We talked about Microsoft front page WordPress files, but even before, you talked about email services, I would have to, when people sent me an email, I would hand cut and paste their email address and make my own little newsletters that way because there wasn't those constant contacts or AWeber services, right? I know.
Did that too, actually. I did that recently. So that was not like
save yourself some money on your service, right? But but the point is not a lot of people have that grit to figure out all that stuff that you looked up at Google and you said that. That's another thing that tenacity that you're talking about that you may not realize. There's a lot of people in this industry who want to make it. They don't have that. Do you know? They have it with their bodies. They have it with their bodies. But if you want to make a living out of this, if you want to come out the other end and not be broke but have a great body, which you may worry about when you get 40 or 45 or 50, right? But you've invested so much time. I don't see you having those type of things. Are all your friends like you? It seems like you've been in the gym a long time. You must have seen these muscle guys, those guys who are 40, 45 or so, and they wear the tiny shirts with their leathery skin and they're all muscly. I mean, what do you think about those guys?
It's so funny that you say that because I always ask myself, why am I different? And I see a difference in everyone. I just can't really pinpoint what it is. And I always say this. I don't understand. Why am I different? How come you know, if something happens to one of my friends, it's like the end of the world. And I'm always like, nah, don't worry about it, man. You'll be okay. You know, just do this or whatever it is. It, I guess that positive spin that I have on everything just makes everything better in my mind instantly. I don't really know, but I definitely see a big difference. I see that a lot of people just, I guess, maybe not have the, I don't know if it's a confidence issue or, I mean,
I guess you know what I think it is? I think that you have a tremendous work ethic, persistence, and I think you rely on other people to kind of help you with this whole mission, and you're willing to have that trust and put yourself out there. I think those are some pieces that are missing. A lot of people who come into this, they want it to be you versus you. You hear that all the time on the internet, right? And life isn't you versus you. Life is the way that you look at it to succeed at the highest level. And I think that's why you're going to succeed. And if there's anything I can draw from this that makes you more than just muscle, those qualities right there, right? That you can take this and you can do anything you want with it, right? So it's you stepping into your power and really knowing your worth and realizing that, you know, you get that client and he spends $5,000 to the gym that you work at. Well, you can get him to pay $5,000 to you, right?
Exactly.
Just like Lane Norton, right? So that's the path that you're on now, right? So what did you learn from this call? I'm curious.
That I guess I'm very positive. That,
yeah.
That I can't, I don't look at the negative in things, which I guess is good. It's a good quality to have, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's worked out. You know, it sounds like you've had an exciting adventure from 14 when you started lifting to 18 when you got your first job. You went on to get your degree, even though you were out there hustling. You got your promotions. You're married. You have a daughter, right? I know other things about you, that you're a homeowner and you're a real saver. So you got a lot of great things going on. Definitely more than...
I actually have four dogs as well. This is not an easy thing. Not an easy thing. For those of you who have dogs who are listening to this, you know what I'm talking
and
about.
And what kind of dogs do you have?
I have... Well, it's funny. Me and my wife like the Brady Bunch. I have two big. I have a German Shepherd and a Boxer. My wife has two little Yorkies. They both of them combined weigh 9 pounds.
Yeah.
So, but having four dogs is a lot of responsibility between the walking and the feeding and their whole regimen as well. So, yeah. For those of you who have dogs, you know what I'm talking about.
All right, Anthony. So we're gonna close this podcast, but I want you to tell everybody where they can find you, where they can email you, where they could call you if they want to go direct. Your Instagram, Twitter. How can your new fans who have been listening to this podcast get a hold of you?
All right, guys. Well, you can check me out on my website, abfitnesstrainer.com. You'll find out all about my online programs there, my online transformation program. And you can listen to my podcast. I'm really excited about the podcast, actually, because I'm a podcast listener, so I can definitely understand what people want to listen to. And we kind of cut all the fluff out of bodybuilding because there's a lot of that around. So go to NewYorkMuscleRadio.com. You can find me there. Instagram, you can find me.
I hear you had a really good guest there recently.
Yeah. Actually, his episode is coming out tonight as soon as this is over.
All right.
Skip was the last episode that we recorded. You can find me on Instagram at abfitness. And also on Periscope, I don't know, you are on Periscope because I just started following you, but I actually really like Periscope. It's the same thing. It's AB Fitness.
Yeah, no, I tell you, I loved it. I got it about 6 weeks after it started, and I was on there all the time. You know, my wife, but nobody was on it, right? And then I kind of went back to where I have a lot of people on Facebook, and now it's really going. Now I'm behind on everything.
But it's fun, actually. You know, at first I was like, oh, man, I don't want another platform to follow and take care of. But it's really fun. I actually like that. So my Instagram, my Periscope are the same. And you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on my personal page. It's just type in my name, Anthony Bevilacqua. If you could spell it, you know, it's, for those of you that are Italian, it means drink water. So it fits in the fitness world. But it's Bevilacqua. So definitely friend me on Facebook. Message me. Let me know that you listened to this and what you took away from it, because I'm curious to know what people are taking away from my story, because, you know, right now in my head, I feel like, oh, man, I'm at the bottom of the barrel. So if someone messaged me and tells me how much I inspired them, that would be insane to hear.
I mean, I'm sure you will. All right, Anthony, it was great having you here. I'm definitely going to be following you, and I'll have all your information posted below this podcast. So for Anthony and Skip LaCour, train hard, think big, and you can become more than just muscles.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast.
Are you interested in one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, but you aren't quite sure it's a good fit for you? That's totally understandable, unless you've had one-on-one coaching in the past or have talked to someone in-depth who's had a great experience with coaching. It can be a real challenge to appreciate its full power and recognize the positive impact it will have on your life. You can get all of your questions about coaching answered by talking to Skip LaCour directly on the phone. Schedule a free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour directly about your current situation, the goals you want to achieve, and the challenges you believe are standing in your way. Skip works exclusively with men who are the most committed to their success. He'll gladly take the time to explain all of the benefits of his one-on-one coaching programs and determine if the two of you would be a good match moving forward into such a close, consistent, and intense working relationship. Schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching right now by going to www.skiplacourcoaching.com. /talk. Once again, that website address to schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching is www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk.